Welcome to this guided meditation practice of rain. Rain is a means to examine a challenge in your life. It's a way to help us be and learn who we are in the face of a challenge or situation that brings us stress. RAIN is an acronym, and it stands for R, recognize, A, allow or accept, I, investigate, and N stands for two things, first, nurture, and second, non-identify. So to bring this practice, first, let's settle into a posture of meditation, sitting upright in a chair or on the cushion. Feeling your seat bones grounded in your chair or cushion, legs released, feet on the floor if you're in a chair, spine growing tall. Seeking a balance between enough support to keep your posture upright, but also balance so there's a sense of ease in your position. Letting your shoulders release away from the ears, finding your head balanced over your shoulders. And of course, you may also do this practice standing or lying down, eyes open or closed. Taking a few deep, easy breaths, using the sensations of these breaths to connect us to this present moment, to connect us to this body sitting here. Feeling this breath, feeling this body. Then bringing to mind a situation that you'd like to bring some attention to, a challenge, maybe a difficulty in a relationship, a circumstance that causes you frustration. Maybe it's a habit you'd like to examine and perhaps change. Maybe an uncomfortable interaction that causes you stress as you recall it. See this situation play out, and best you're able, immerse yourself in this situation, imagining who you are with, where you are, and letting all that you feel be present. Letting all the emotions that arise as you recall this event be present and seen. Acknowledge that this sometimes can take some courage to examine a challenging situation. Can you be kind to yourself during this process? Then we start with R, recognize. Recognize the reality of this situation or event, this challenge, that it is here. being curious, noticing what arises for you, recognizing the emotions or sensations in the body. What does it feel like to be in this situation or recalling this challenge? Recognizing that this event is here. A is allow or accept. Allow and accept that this challenge exists. Might be helpful to take a few breaths, breathing in to this reality, bringing kindness and, best you're able, a sense of calm to what you feel with this situation. This is an opportunity to not turn away and deny that this challenge exists. This is an opportunity to face it and explore it. We're not looking to problem solve or judge, but just see this situation or challenge as it is and see how it affects you. So accepting that this challenge, frustration, habit exists, turning towards it. It might be helpful to imagine that this situation or challenge is something like a pet that might be injured that you're staying with to support, or a child that has a fever that you're with. You're there to support and help. Can you be with this situation in the same way? I now is for investigate, bringing curiosity to this situation and investigate it further. Again, best you're able, with kindness and gentleness, explore more fully how this situation or challenge lands in your mind and body and spirit. What comes up for you? Turning first to the body. What do you feel in the body as you imagine or immerse yourself in this challenge? Is there a place in the body that you feel a sensation, a tightness or tension? Scanning your body, noticing if there's muscle tension, maybe shoulders or jaw, or is there a sense of tightness in the chest or throat, or a sensation in the abdomen? Tuning in to the body, noticing if there's a sensation or feeling, experience in the body that comes up as you recall this challenge. Offering a soothing touch, if you'd like, to this part of the body, a hand on your shoulder or heart or belly. Acknowledging this sensation in the body. And as we investigate further, asking what emotions arise within me as I immerse myself in this challenge. best you're able, labeling these emotions, seeing them as present. Is there sadness or grief? Is there embarrassment or shame? Fear or anger or frustration? Notice the comments you might be making to yourself. Is there a suffering within you that lurks underneath the reactions you feel to this challenge or situation? Does this suffering seek acceptance, love, or recognition? Moving to the N of rain, the first N of rain, nurture. Again, with a soothing touch, if you'd like, on your heart or belly, send a message to yourself of support and kindness. As you examine this challenge, can you be your best friend? Best support, best ally. Acknowledging to yourself that you understand that this challenge is hard and causing pain. Offering support to yourself. Be saying, I am here to help. We can often be our own harshest critic. Can we set that role aside and be here to help ourselves? Acknowledging that this challenge is difficult, and acknowledge that challenges, ups and downs, are part of this human experience. Saying, I am here to help you through the ups and downs of life. second word for the N in rain is non-identify. It's a way to maybe create a bit of space between you and this challenge, frustration, habit, irritation, situation. Holding this challenge you've been studying and all its associated emotions and feelings. Can you see this challenge as just one part of a large, changing, dynamic life? Just one part of you. As you consider the emotions that you feel, perhaps you find yourself saying something like, "I am angry." Instead, explore what it feels like to say, "I feel anger." The emotions associated with this challenge are real, not to be avoided. They can teach us what is important to us. But is it possible to see your emotions associated with this challenge as an experience, not something that defines you? I feel anger. I feel shame. The emotions are an experience. They are not you. Offering space between you and all that you are and the emotions that come up with this challenge. Can you see yourself as something like a vast ocean? This ocean that is you is deep and broad. Many characteristics. At the surface of this ocean, there may at times be storms and waves and wind. Just as for you in life, there can be storms and challenges. But beneath this storm that rages on the surface of the ocean is a vast depth in which there can be found quiet and steadiness. As with you, beneath this challenge, there's a vast you with many features, many characteristics. You are more than this one challenge. Like this vast ocean, there is more to you than this one situation that is challenging for you right now. Is it possible to rest with allowing the challenging comings and goings, ups and downs of life, knowing that you are so much more than this one challenge? to finish this rain practice. Coming back to settling on your breath, settling on this body sitting. Noticing what's real for you right now. Grounding in the breath. Grounding in the body. Grounding in this present moment.